Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
Excuse me.
Could you possibly tell me the way to the theatre?
Of course I could.
Actually, it's not far.
I really enjoy going to
Hurry
the theatre.
Hurry up, we're in danger of being
I'm
late.
I'm sorry, I really must
Thanks
be going.
Thanks very much for your help.
Hello, у микрофона Рита Белова, а в студии со мной сегодня Мэтью.
Hello, and this is Language to Go. In Language to Go, we play you some natural spoken English.
Итак, в этой серии возьмем английский с собой. Звучит живая повседневная английская речь.
Yes, and we look at how important it is to learn chunks of language.
Когда ты говоришь, Мэтью, chunks of language, ты имеешь в виду группы слов, которые связаны друг с другом?
Yes, like the ones we heard at the beginning of the program. In the first part of today's program, our reporter Steve is out and about asking people questions.
И какой же вопрос или вопросы задает Стив сегодня?
Let's listen and find out.
How would you feel about a stranger, like a salesperson, calling you by your first name?
No, I wouldn't like that at all. Not at all.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women sing...
So what did Steve ask the girl?
Он спрашивает девушку, как бы она реагировала, если бы незнакомый человек, скажем, продавец в магазине, обратился к ней по имени.
She replied, she wouldn't like it at all. The chunk at all is very common, isn't it, Rita?
Да, речевой оборот at all, вовсе, который употребляется для усиления смысла сказанного, очень распространен в отрицательных предложениях.
Not at all.
Вовсе нет.
Here's Steve's question and the girl's complete answer again.
How would you feel about a stranger, like a salesperson, calling you by your first name?
No, I wouldn't like that at all. Not at all.
Now, do you remember the initial question Steve asks the girl, Rita?
How would you feel? Как бы вы реагировали? Имея в виду, какие чувства бы вами завладели, если бы?
Yes. Steve now goes on to ask another person the same, well, almost the same question. How do you feel?
Оба речевых оборота «how would you feel» и «how do you feel» широко употребляются в повседневной речи.
Yes. How would you feel if something happened?
Как бы вы реагировали, какие чувства испытывали бы, если бы случилось то-то и то-то?
And how do you feel when something happens?
И как вы реагируете, когда что-то происходит?
Steve actually says «how do you feel about?» This is also very common. Let's hear Steve's second interview. How does this second man feel about the same situation?
How do you feel about being called by your first name, also by a complete stranger, say in a shop?
I find that a bit strange. It happened to me the first time in America when I paid for something with a credit card and the person read my name on the card and actually called me by my first name. And it did sort of startle me a bit that somebody would do that. And I did find it a bit strange, but it's only ever happened to me a couple of times. But it does seem to be happening more and more, yeah.
So, Rita, how does the man feel?
Он говорит, что находит это несколько странным.
Yes, he finds it a bit strange when strangers call him by his first name. Let's hear Steve's question and the man's answer again.
How do you feel about being called by your first name, also by a complete stranger, say in a shop?
I find that a bit strange.
Это очень распространенное выражение. Отвечая на вопрос «how do you feel» оборотом «I find it», я нахожу это.
And I find it is followed by an adjective. For example, I find it strange.
Итак, после I find it следует прилагательное. Например, strange, странный. Но это прилагательное можно несколько видоизменить, не так ли?
Yes, for example, the man says he finds it a bit strange.
Несколько странным.
Do you remember the first time a stranger called him by his first name?
И это ведь случилось с ним в Америке, не так ли?
Yes, he said he was paying for something with his credit card.
А продавец в магазине, увидев имя покупателя на его кредитной карточке, обратился к нему просто по имени.
Even though it's only happened to him a couple of times, the man says that it does seem to be happening more and more. That's a good chunk to end with. More and more.
Больше и больше. Чаще и чаще.
Do you think that this is happening more and more, Risa?
Not in my experience, no. I must be very, very mature and nobody would dare to speak to me like that.
Well, obviously. You're listening to Language to Go.
И в сегодняшней программе Стив разговаривает с разными людьми о том, как бы они реагировали, если бы незнакомые люди обращались к ним по имени, фамильярничали бы с ними.
Now Steve asks another man the same question. Listen to his answer and answer this question. How old is he?
How do you feel about a stranger, like a salesperson, calling you by your first name?
I'm coming into 40 now, and perhaps it's, you know, just the old way of working, really. I prefer to be called by my name until I start say, well, call me John or whatever.
So, Risa, how old is he?
Ему около 40. Это тоже полезный речевой оборот. Coming up to.
Yes, he's coming up to 40. That's a useful chunk of language. Coming up to.
Около. Уже почти. И этот речевой оборот, coming up to, можно использовать и в другом контексте, правда?
Yes, if I ask you the time, and it's nearly a time, you can say, it's coming up to 3 o'clock.
Время приближается к 3 часам. Этот оборот можно применять в самых разных ситуациях.
Yes, now the man's age is important because he thinks that it's not a problem for younger people if strangers call you by your first name.
Значит, он считает, что у людей помоложе это не вызывает особого недовольства. Но вот он сам предпочитает, чтобы к нему обращались по фамилии. А там уж он сам решит, позволять ли такие фамильярности незнакомым людям.
That's right. Now, coming back to the interview, the next question Steve asks the man is, does it startle you?
Значит, следующий вопрос Стива – это вас шокирует, как-то потрясает?
Yes, and do you respond?
И вы как-то реагируете?
Let's hear his answers.
And does it startle you when it happens? Do you respond?
Yes, I do, actually. It's strange, isn't it? If someone just immediately knows what your first name is and they start calling you by your first name, it is a bit of a shock, and you think, hey, hang on a minute, he's taking too much from me already, and yes, it is.
So, does it startle him when a stranger calls him by his first name?
Да, он находит это несколько шокирующим.
That's right. He said it's a bit of a shock. So the chunk there is a bit of a.
Мы пользуемся этим речевым оборотом, чтобы несколько ослабить впечатление от сказанного.
That's right. It's such a useful chunk of language. Let's have a quick conversation, Rita.
Okay.
Now, Rita, I know you went out last night.
Yes, I went to the cinema.
How was it?
Well, actually, it was a bit of a disappointment.
Oh, that's a shame. I went to the theatre, actually, and it too was a bit of a disappointment.
Oh, so a bad night for both of us.
Yes, I'm afraid so. So, we've been talking about that useful chunk, a bit of a. Let's now hear the man using it. As you listen, see if you can catch the really useful everyday phrase which comes immediately after it.
It is a bit of a shock, and you think, hey, hang on a minute, he's taking too much from me already, and yes, it is.
So, what does he say?
Он говорит, что это его шокирует, и что ему кажется, что с ним уж слишком вольно обращаются.
That's right. And the everyday phrase he uses is... Hang on a minute.
Эта фраза «погоди-ка, погоди-ка». И эту фразу часто можно услышать в повседневной устной речи.
You can also say «hang on a second».
Но смысл тот же, верно?
Yes.
Так что пора послушать это интервью еще раз, да?
Hang on a minute, Rita, because I'd like to look at one more chunk of language first.
Какой именно?
Well, let's listen to the man again as he answers Steve's question. You'll hear him using a very useful chunk.
Do you respond?
Yes, I do, actually. It's strange, isn't it?
The chunk is I do, actually.
Он употребляет здесь слово actually, чтобы привлечь внимание к тому, что он говорит, так?
Yes, he is, actually. As you can hear, you can change what comes before the word actually. I do, actually. She is, actually, and so on. Now it's time to hear all of that interview again.
How do you feel about a stranger, like a salesperson, calling you by your first name?
I'm coming to 40 now, and perhaps it's, you know, just the old way of working, really. I prefer to be called by my name until I start to say, well, call me John or whatever.
And does it startle you when it happens? Do you respond?
Yes, I do, actually. It's strange, isn't it? If someone just immediately knows what your first name is and they start calling you by your first name, it is a bit of a shock, and you think, hey, hang on a minute, he's taking too much from me already, and yes, it is.
In today's programme, we've been looking at chunks of language which are common in everyday spoken English. Let's now see how many of these you can remember.
Для этого я буду произносить эти речевые обороты по-русски, потом наступит пауза, во время которой вы, дорогие друзья, переведете их на английский. Ну, а затем уже Мэтью даст нам точный вариант. Итак, ты готов?
Yes.
Окей. Когда мы спрашиваем чье-то мнение, как мы скажем по-английски, как вы считаете, какие чувства вами владеют?
How do you feel about?
И ответ: я нахожу это...
I find it...
несколько странным.
A bit strange.
Я нахожу это несколько странным.
I find it a bit strange.
Ну вот, дорогие друзья, боюсь, что наше время подошло к концу. Мы с Мэттом прощаемся с вами.
Goodbye.
Всего доброго. Bye-bye.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.